Milwaukee!
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
The drugs, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sex, the gods, the fake, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on, come on, come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
What up, Milwaukee?
Back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn infected Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It's a scientist. And don't we need more of them in this time of need around the world? It's DPP.
I'm doing my part during the lockdown by not shaving. I'm going to see how long I can go here, but we're going to grow out the beard and just see how long, how straggly this is going to get. And whenever we get cleared to leave again and come out into the world, I don't even know what I'm going to look like anymore.
All right. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, can you keep us up to date on Twitter like twice a week?
Maybe a picture of beard progression.
Yeah. We can call it the beard blog.
Yeah, I could do that. I could throw something up on Twitter there. At it's me, DPP.
Here we go. Let's see if we can get him to 1,000 followers, for Christ's sake. What are you at? 173?
12? I don't know. Would help if I posted anything.
Yes, it would. Now in these times, you might have a little bit more time, because I know you usually have zero time.
I do, but now, yeah. Now working from home and doing everything from home, I can't leave, so I've had all sorts of extra free time, and the only thing I've done on Twitter is podcast or as a post to good old Max Holiday, our good friend, the Bearded Bruiser, when he sent a lovely video out about going to get something shaved. And
boy, folks, let me listen here. I got big news coming up here momentarily, like in seconds. Something you're actually going to love on this show today, and I'm really excited about it actually. But I just want to say, go to @HolidaySpecial on the Twitter. And just scroll back through his media and check out the solo shot he does where he takes his glasses down. Someone was making fun of him, and he found a good way to get retribution. That's all I'll say. And hopefully we'll have him on very soon to finish the rest of that story. I think AJ knows what I'm talking about right now, because I'm pretty sure Andrew liked that one too. So without further ado, I think the cat right there just got let out of the bag. But DP, we are not alone. I think the biggest news of the day, and I'm really happy to have him on, and who knows, we'll see how things go today. He could quite possibly be a really nice correspondent regularly here for the DWI podcast. Let's welcome in the phenomenally funky fresh AJ Belaz.
Hello, welcome. This is a great debut. Usually you see me on the other podcast, but finally making my debut of my own.
There you go. We're going to get all your thoughts and opinions on everything we're talking today. And folks, if you want to know a little bit more about AJ, stick around. And at the end of the show, I think we might get into what he's going on. For right now, just a little taste. AJ, you are covering NWA. You are the main coverage writer for that, for the chair shot. I'm sure that we're trying to get a lot of that on E! News Wrestling as well. Tell me about covering NWA, how that's been with the pause here, what they had going on, and what you're looking forward to coming up before we get into things today.
Well, looking forward to things today, just shooting the shit, having fun, really, in all honesty. But with NWA, I'm usually the guy that's covering the power shows, usually comes on 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. It's kind of fun. I kind of like it. My brother got me into doing this a little bit, so I said, sure, I'll give it a try. No real complaints. It's actually really fun, actually, watching NWA back in its old plant days where it's in the studio, everything's taped right then and there. It's a whole lot of fun. Can't complain.
Give us your thoughts on the women's division, because our good friend Thunder Rosa is currently the champion. What are your thoughts over there as far as globally, like compared to around the world? Where do they need to bring their level up to, or are they competing with the best as a division?
I think for right now they're doing pretty well. Definitely loving the fact that Thunder Rosa is the women's champion after taking it off of Allison Kay at Into the Fire. At the time being, I don't think they need to step up, really. They need to kind of develop themselves a little bit more, show that, hey, we actually have a great division here, and who knows? Maybe we might see some more familiar faces, like Melina's there now, so might see some more names.
Talk to me about what was going on when they stopped and how they're looking to resume that finally. Maybe, hopefully, as we can get back to living normally, hopefully in the next month or so.
Yeah, so for right now, they suspended the tapings because they... I don't know if they canceled or postponed the Crockett Cup. I'm pretty sure they postponed it. But since all of the tapings have promotions for the Crockett Cup, they kind of cut that, where it's just like, we don't want to give false advertisement. So it's not like they're telling about like the $4 for $100 bundle that they had going on or anything like that. So for right now, they're doing past shows. They just did, last week was the 70th anniversary with Aldis and Cody for the NWA World's Championship. And I believe this week was the New Year's episode that they had for 2019.
So, folks, let me tell you something. In these times where you're looking for new content to check out, new things to watch, if you're a wrestling fan, you love WWE, you love AEW, that's primarily the things we cover on this show. We'll get into big news from around the globe as well, a little ROH, since we know a few people there. But check out NWA. It's been a really unique show. It's on their own YouTube channel. It's free. Go to the NWA YouTube channel. Check out all the past episodes. It's a really unique start to revamping a company that's been around for a long time. And then head on over to thechairshot.com and check out AJ's coverage, because he's doing a phenomenally funky, fresh job, in my opinion. So little alliteration for you from the advocate, if you will.
I appreciate it.
There you go. DP. Let's let everybody know what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
Say it with me. Sheet.
Cut. Take two. Go ahead. Action.
Do you want me to play the whole thing again?
Nah, just say, start with say it with me.
Say it with me.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Love it.
Loving it.
This week on the podcast known as DWI, DP, episode number 2.
You said it earlier. 17?
Hey, there we go. Episode 217 of the DWI podcast. We're going to talk about somebody very prominent not performing at the biggest show of the year. We're going to get into a deletion, which is actually an addition, and who could be leading the order, which is not clear because there is no light, and a last call that is phenomenally funky and fresh. DPP, do me a flavor flav and ring the bell. All right, folks, here we go. We have
triangular podcasting.
Wow, I said that so many times. DP still remembers it. I come up with so much new shit, I can't even fucking remember my old shit.
It's burned into my brain.
I think AJ is a good, not replacement, but a good addition to that formation where there is a rotating cast, because he can fill Mike Mann's old shoes here. I like his counter nature, and he loves the... You're a little bit of a WWE hater, aren't you there?
I'm not a WWE hater.
But you're a Belaz, so...
I am a blast. So, you know, I'll watch like the TNA Japan first.
All right, folks. Well, we're getting right off the foot here. We're right off the bat. We're starting with Roman Reigns not going to be performing at WrestleMania. First thing, I just want to go around the horn here, and we can start with AJ and DP. You can have the last word on this. Is Roman Reigns, I mean, for obvious reasons, right? I mean, the guy just got done battling cancer. He is obviously more susceptible with having said condition, and who knows, things of that nature moving forward. Who knows where he's at right now with his health? Obviously, fairly well, considering he's been doing a lot of things. But why take the risk? I mean, it's not like this is going to be literally WWE's biggest show this year. So I think WWE's biggest show this year is going to be the first show that they can actually do back with fans, regardless of whether it's SummerSlam or not. But I can completely understand. AJ, what were your thoughts and reactions right when you heard the news? And are you as understanding as I am considering the situation with him?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely understanding. Especially, like you said, he just got done with leukemia treatment, so that actually hurts your immune system more, if people don't know, with the treatment that happens. So it makes complete sense. I'm not complaining at all about the fact that he backed out, because he has to take care of his own well-being, take care of yourself. I understand the show must go on and everything, but him saying there's no way I can do WrestleMania with good conscience, that he makes sense. I have no complaints.
Oh, you're not going to put your opinion out there, PC?
I just did. I did kind of introducing the whole thing. What I do, I just get to, I'm used to just going, hey, here's my opinion and a question, and then I don't get to talk. Then I don't get to talk for like 30 minutes. I kid.
It's absolutely 100%. He should have never been in WrestleMania in the first place. As soon as this came out, he should have been off television, off, you know, and put into quarantine somewhere because of everything he's gone through. I mean, going through leukemia not once but twice. And so recently in the past that he's gone through this, you know, for that second time, there's no reason for him to be out there. It's absolutely needs to be safety first, especially when it comes to him. You know, my opinion I gave on Bandwagon Nerds on the other day that, you know, they shouldn't be having any of this in the first place, because I just, and this is the whole reason, because I worry for the, you know, these types of guys, and this, you know, Roman Reigns especially, who's got the weakened immune system, like AJ said, you know, it's he's a lot more susceptible. And hearing rumors that like Bobby Lashley is in quarantine because he has symptoms, and you know, all it takes is one guy, all it takes is somebody being in that locker room somewhere that has it or has the symptoms or something, that is just carrying it, and something bad can happen to one of these guys. And I don't want to see that happen. And it's, I'm surprised they didn't do this earlier with Roman Reigns, especially to get him out of there and make sure he's safe, because obviously he is the future of the company, you know, current and, you know, future. He's the guy, he's the big guy, and he needs to be protected. And why take the chance of that, especially now? You can put this off and let him make sure he's safe and, you know, healthy going forward, and nothing bad happens to him. And yeah, have this match. You don't have to have a Universal title match. Push this match till when this all blows over, and then they can have their big match and whatever, like you said, whatever next pay-per-view that happens when we're all back to normal, and that's going to be their big one, and have that match then.
So there are rumors of a replacement, right? And there are rumors that there's definitely going to be a replacement. And obviously, until it's announced that there's actually going to be a replacement, or that there's some kind of match for that title with Goldberg, we won't actually know if it's going to happen, but we'll finish this topic with that question. But before we do, in the midst here, you brought up Bobby Lashley, you know, rumors of him not being available. Well, it's official that Andrade is not going to be available for WrestleMania, or at least very, very strong rumors. I'll start with that, okay? Very strong rumors, okay? A source that I've seen frequently come through time and time again, on social media or things of that nature. Like I said, I'm a dirt sheet slut. Not that I put 100% into what I read, right? But you read them for 25 years, you start to be able to read a little bit better between the lines. Not that, I have any idea what the fuck I'm literally talking about, though. So don't bet on whatever I'm saying is what I'm saying. And I've been propositioned like that before while doing, you know, staff picks for the chair shot. Hey, I'm betting. What should I do? I'm like, dude, do whatever you want. I don't really know. Andrade is out. Not because of the virus, maybe because of an injury. That's the rumor. And Buddy Murphy as well. And that sounds to be like a quarantine situation from what I've read into these things. So that really gets rid of Buddy Murphy being around for Seth Rollins or any kind of secondary match. And what happens to the United States title, right? Andrade's still the champion. We were going to, never mind. He was going to be in the tag match at WrestleMania, correct?
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to face Street Profits.
So what happens there? But your guys' thoughts on these guys being held out, do we see any more people being held out? I know a lot of this has been taped already.
I think I've seen The Miz is also out of Mania 2, and he has to defend the SmackDown titles with Morrison. So it's, I know this week's SmackDown is supposed to determine who they face. So it's Morrison and Blank versus whoever wins the Usos in the New Day. I don't really know how this will go since everyone is kind of backing out because of either they are quarantined or they're feared to, like I said, I know Miz is probably scared because he has his family. He has two little girls, Maurice, so he doesn't want to risk that.
It looks like Austin Theory will be replacing Andrade in the tag match.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty good substitution.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, I've read The Miz is backing up from doing Mania because of COVID. Things just happen. Like, it's understandable as to why people are backing up. Like, I think I also saw Rey Mysterio's kind of backing out of Mania as well. Because everyone knows Rey has, you know, a family. We've all seen Dominic a million times on Raw. So
it looks like Braun Strowman will be replacing Roman Reigns, though. So I don't know.
I ruined what I was going to say. I was going to pick him.
Who?
I was going to pick.
Let it go. Oh, I want to hear it.
That's it.
I want to hear the other one.
You want to hear the other
let's
one?
Let's play. Let's play. You want to play Braun Strowman's favorites, AJ?
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll give him an easy one. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, I don't, but I'll think of it.
Well, while the music's playing, you come up with something. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game that is a sensation that's been sweeping the nation. It's so hot it makes DPP's computer send an update. It's Braun Strowman's favorites. This week's contestant, AJ Balazs. He's known for being phenomenally funky fresh and for covering NWA for thechairshot.com. AJ, how excited are you to be on Braun Strowman's Favorites this week, and how much do you love the theme music?
I'm so excited to actually be part of Braun Strowman's Favorites. Fun fact, the first NFL name where this is mine. So,
bring that music down, DP. There we go.
Bear it down. Sorry.
All right. I got the question this week. Here's a sample question in case you don't know how the game is played. DP, are you ready to You ready for the sample question there, DP?
What's the sample question? You want me to answer that?
Yeah. So, what is Braun Strowman's favorite part of a property to sleep on?
part of a property?
Yeah. Probably not the driveway or inside the house.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. Well, so go ahead. What's his favorite? Well, you could say what's his like favorite thing to mow. You know.
Yeah. Okay. What's Braun Strowman's favorite thing to mow?
Well, it would. Well, that would be the lawn.
So I think AJ gets how this game is played. So your question this week, officially on Braun Strowman's favorites, is what is Braun Strowman's favorite Chinese-based tile game?
Mahjong.
Yeah, AJ, coming through in the clutch, and that's been another edition of Braun Strowman's favorites. Oh man,
well done, well love done.
It. Well done. Excellent thing. All right, there you go, folks. So your thoughts on what's going to happen, Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. I will wrap this one up. AJ, why don't you lead this one off?
Strowman,
if in fact this is true.
If it is true, I'm not the biggest fan of it, especially since the last pay-per-view he literally just lost the Intercontinental Championship. I know that he has a match with Elias, supposedly, but I would have actually liked it more if Baron Corbin would have been the jerk heel, and it's like, well, since Roman can't participate in this match, I guess since I'm your king and I've beaten him so-and-so amount of times, I should be the Universal Championship number one contender. I would have liked that more, but Braun isn't a bad choice. It's kind of more last minute, though. That's the only thing that I have problems with.
And, you know, Braun's the highlight guy. Give me somebody big who can do some cool stuff and you know, kind of the attraction like the Big Show is now, you know. And, it's fine. I think they wanted to have the Goldberg-Roman Reigns match to have, you know, they obviously were doing the Spear versus Spear, and it seems like that was going to be Goldberg's send off to here. I pass off the spear as my finisher to you, even though, you know, he's been using it forever, but, you know, kind of the Goldberg's final hurrah type of thing. So I get they're just trying to get somebody in there just so he can have a match, but I'm fine with Braun. I mean, it was my first choice, but I don't know who else you put in there. You could put Samoa Joe in there maybe or something like that, you know, but you're basically looking for a guy who doesn't have any type of key match right now. And there's only a few of these, you know, the bigger names out there. I like the Baron Corbin idea, at least to get a heel in there and have him more of, give him more of a, you know, another marquee type of match. But, you know, I'd rather just have no match, I think, at this point than plug somebody in there just to have it, because I don't expect Goldberg to lose the title then unless it's against Roman Reigns.
I think the problem is a lot of the people you mention, or a lot of people you could mention for this, like, why not make it a triple threat with Cena and Bray Wyatt, right? Because a lot of this stuff's been done already. A lot of this stuff's been filmed already. A lot of this stuff is in the can, ready to go for WrestleMania. They filmed, like, their plan probably by tomorrow was to be done. They were just going to send everybody home and wait to film Raw and SmackDown. That's it, right? They're pretty much done with WrestleMania. It's weird. It's almost like the olden days, how they used to do the shows 6 weeks ahead of time and then the pay-per-view in between. But if it's Braun Strowman, it's going to be fast. And it's going to be just as fast as The Fiend, because you're just building Goldberg up for Roman Reigns, right? And that's going to happen at some point. And I draw even more of a connection between Goldberg and Roman, not just the spear, but they're both defensive linemen from Division I college football. I mean, Roman Reigns went to Wake Forest. Bill Goldberg went to Georgia. Goldberg actually made it pro, right, with the Atlanta Falcons, et cetera, et cetera. So you have that in common as well, like dominant champions, things of that nature. Their moves finish matches, right? So I don't know. I'm looking forward to that match when it actually happens. I'm looking forward to whatever they do. I think if you wanted to, I really love the Baron Corbin thing. The problem is he might have already taped his match with Elias. Man, why not throw Jeff Hardy in there then? He's available. He's down there. That could have been it. Why not? I mean, that's a viable option.
It's a good choice, but that's just so, like, here, everyone loves Hardy, right?
I mean, Jeff Hardy versus Goldberg? Why not? Jeff Hardy could have ran around Goldberg for 8 minutes and made Goldberg look really good, and then sold the shit out of Goldberg's spear and jackhammer. It would have been a great 10-minute match. I'm dead serious.
No, that raises a good point.
All right. Any last thoughts here on WrestleMania and Roman Reigns being out and the corona effect here? But without going into the entire card, gentlemen, AJ, we'll let you have last thoughts here. I pretty much put mine all out on the line there. DP?
It's like you kind of said, it's going to be very strange. You know, it feels like old school, you know, with all this stuff that has already been taped, and it's just going to be in this weird arena, you know, with no crowd. And I think the biggest thing is going to be, I feel like we may be more invested in the matches rather than the crowd reaction to matches like we used to, where these WrestleManias or the bigger pay-per-views other than the NXTs were filmed in front of such a large crowd, and a lot of stuff didn't get a reaction or they got tired and it affected how we watched the show. Now we're going to be paying attention to how the wrestling match actually goes, and we may actually be better off for it when it comes to enjoying the matches that we see. So I'm actually pretty interested in seeing how this goes and how they do it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, especially since, like, if a match is boring, we don't have the crowd randomly chant, like, "This is boring," or CM Punk constantly. We actually get to see, like, okay, maybe they are, like, doing holds for too long, or maybe it is actually a boring match, or maybe people are just fickle because, hey, it's not what they wanted. So
people are. Life is the drizzling shits.
I may be young, but I do know that. it will be interesting to see how WrestleMania happens and all that, especially with the no crowd, the world record of no crowd in a WrestleMania ever. But it should be quite interesting. And just like DPP said, we actually get to pay attention to the wrestling.
All right, DP, I'm going to count on you for a transition here while I go grab a beer here. But I would love a little V2. I would love a little V2 transition into some delete.
Oh, boy. Well, it's V1.
Yeah.
V2, bitch, but that's okay. We'll give one of these. Oh, yeah! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, one company got a big shot in the arm this week, and I'm not talking about a vaccine for the coronavirus. I'm talking about talent for AEW. Now, granted, we already knew that Matt Hardy was there. Delete, delete. Boy, delete. AEW are no longer.
Delete, delete, delete. Wonderful.
AEW, in my mind, no longer so obsolete. And then the addition of Brody Lee, a.k.a. Luke Harper, as the exalted one of the Dark Order. Gentlemen, your thoughts on this addition of talent that AEW is getting, especially making their heavyweight division more viable? Because I always think back to the moment where Billy Gunn made his debut on AEW, and I went, man, their roster is so small. Because besides a few people like Billy Gunn and Luchasaurus, and boy, even compared to Billy Gunn, Hangman Page doesn't even look that big, right? Your thoughts on them adding a little bit more validity to that heavyweight division with two gentlemen and Matt Hardy and Brody Lee?
I love it. I've been, since the Dark Order thing started and they've been talking about this Exalted One, that's the one guy I've been calling the whole time is Luke Harper / Brody Lee to be the ringleader for this group, because I think it's perfect spot for him. It's a great opportunity for him to get, out there more and actually show what he can do, because they really underutilized him in WWE. They gave him that brief run with the Intercontinental title a little bit, and, you know, and then that was it. And then I think, you know, he kind of got hurt, and then he came back, and they just never did anything with him. And it was super unfortunate, because, man, that guy is, like, ridiculously talented. And we're going to get to see that in AEW, and it's awesome. And I'm so excited to actually see him back and actually doing something and getting that opportunity to have a more prominent role in you know, a wrestling company. And having Matt Hardy again is just another, it's great to, that he gets that opportunity to do the whole, you know, broken gimmick again, because as much as we expected WWE to do something excellent with it because of what they can do, I think they really just wanted him more as the Hardy Boy, and, you know, they gave it that short opportunity and did a little bit, but it just never got off the ground. And I think it was probably more creative, and not, you know, Matt Hardy not being able to do what he wanted to do with the character. So I'm sure it had something to do with creative, which is unfortunate again. And now he gets to bring that back, and obviously he's reinventing it a little bit, but it's ultimately, you know, the same type of character. So it's going to be just fun and watching, you know, him and Jericho, or it looks like they're going to have kind of a feud here to start. And that's just entertaining. And you got one of the best mic workers in the world in Jericho, and then this awesome character in Matt Hardy's gimmick, that they can just have all sorts of fun with this thing. And I'm so excited to see more of it right now.
I mean, I agree with Brody Lee being the I love actually seeing him in his own little thing, especially since, like you said, he only held the Intercontinental Championship for like a month or two, and then they did nothing with him. So I'm interested to see how the Exalted One will work. I wasn't really happy with... I can't say happy. I wasn't really entertained by the promo this week, where it didn't look like he knew how to use a knife and fork with the steak segment. But hopefully this branches into bigger and better things, especially the no, I'm the leader, you eat second, wait for me to finish kind of thing. But with Matt Hardy being broken again, it should be fun. I watched it back when Impact gave him the green light to do the Broken Universe, and that was by far the most entertaining thing ever. They gave him free reign, creative control, everything of what he wanted to do, and it kind of put TNA, Impact, whatever you want to call it, back on the map. So I'm just expecting awesome things out of the broken brilliance of the young Matthew Hardy. Yes.
That's what kind of struck me this week. In a world of watching wrestling on WWE television where there's no one around and the performers are still reacting to the crowd, why wouldn't you just pay all your attention to the camera? There's no one there. Like, I get when you walk out, you know, you kind of, But when you're coming down to the ring and you're doing your shit, just go from camera to camera. Why couldn't any one of them figure out that when they were giving their promos or making their entrance that, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I need you guys to get with me, and you just bring a fucking box of donuts down to the crew, and you go, hey, I'm going to hit this camera, then I'm going to hit that camera, then I'm going to hit that camera. So when I do all my stuff on my way out, I'm doing it for that camera, and then that camera, instead of that part of the crowd, and that part of the crowd, and that part of the crowd, because it's looked really fucking weird. I mean, think about what Jericho did, right? We're talking AEW, and I'm bringing this right back around for a point here. The fucking camera guy was singing his song and Jericho grabbed the camera. It was fucking amazing, right? Not to mention, shout out to Chris fucking Jericho. Man, I forgot how much I loved you. I never stopped loving you. But man, when you asked Vanguard 1 to be in the Inner Circle and you cut that promo, and kudos to you and Hardy along the way last night, or two nights ago, I apologize, because we're recording here on a Friday. But well done. Best thing that's happened on wrestling television and probably, I don't know, since there was crowds in arenas. That's my opinion on this AEW topic. Gentlemen, anything we missed here? Any last thoughts you want to get in? AJ?
I mean, I agree with the random crowd spot point that they did. That was the only thing that bugged me about the promo that Jericho and Hardy had in Vanguard 1. I love the Jericho and Vanguard 1 where it's like, I'll put bubbly in your gas tank.
Yeah.
And you're going to get all the drone Instagram models and everything. And I'm
yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Jericho, this is why you are my favorite. You, there's like three people that are my absolute favorite, three or four, but you motherfucker.
Yes, 100% agreed. There was a one a few months ago when he did something like that to the crowd when they were chanting. I can't remember what it was. Oh, when Jack Swagger came back and they were chanting "We the People," and Chris Jericho was like, "No, We the People's dead. It was a stupid ass gimmick. Fucking stop it." Everybody was great.
He's bad creative.
He's so good.
Oh, the bad creative.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, the bad creative.
Yeah, it was bad creative. But like you said with Jericho, you know that those are the best people in the business, right? You could cut a promo on a goddamn drone. You can, you know, the guys that can wrestle against a broomstick and make it look good and sell. You know, it's
Brian Pillman.
That's the kind of shit, man. Like, you know, you can't teach that. They just have something special that's just amazing, and to watch a guy like Jericho do that and continue to do it is so fantastic. It's so fun.
All right, TP. On the spot, I'm going to need another intro for game show music, as in these times, we understand people need more things to just bring jubilation to their hearts, and what's a better thing to do than a game show? So, DP, I don't know, just pick a fucking song to go with this game show here and play it.
Well, here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DWI Podcast Entrance Theme Trivia. This week's contestant is none other than the phenomenally funky fresh, AJ Blaz. DP.
Thank you.
What a jerk. You see what he did there? He waited for me to say his name, and then the people clapped. Like, as if the people were clapping for him.
I know, right?
Let's see if that happens again. DP! Yeah. No, I thought you'd do it again.
Oh.
Here's how the game's going to work. We got five WWE theme entrances, ranging from back in the day all the way possibly to maybe yesterday. First one's going to be easier. The second one's going to be harder. And so on and so forth. 1 point for the first, 2 points for the second, et cetera, et cetera. AJ Blaz, you are the first contestant ever. Let's see how you do. DP, are you ready?
I think so.
AJ, do you understand the rules?
I do understand the rules.
And here we go. It's time for round one of WWE theme trivia.
All right, here we go.
Hello, ladies.
Is that enough to get there?
That is enough to get there, especially with the hello.
That's what she. Ladies. That's what she said.
But I'm going to go with the one, the only, Val Venus.
Pal Penis is correct! EP, I was wondering maybe if we could enhance the game show a little bit by possibly entering a little Wheel of Fortune soundbite before we introduce the sound.
All right. I think we can do something like that.
All right, AJ, you currently have 1 point out of 1 point.
Yeah.
Time for round number two. this is going to be a little bit more difficult in the mind of one DPP. We're 2 points. DP, round number two.
I am.
Maybe I should have put that one a little farther down the list.
I think maybe you should have.
Possibly, because I'm...
It was tough. I don't know which ones were, in my mind...
It was a little tough. I'm not going to deny it. But,
Man, I can't even think of who it is right now for some reason.
I was going to say, really? I got nothing on that. Like, I'm
yeah,
like,
I feel like an asshole like, right now.
All right.
The music's familiar.
Hold on, no more clues. We'll suspend this one. We'll put a pin in this one.
Yeah, we'll take this one to
the next
one.
So that's on the two pointer?
Yeah, we'll put a pin in this one. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
DP, let's move on to round number three. Andrew used his pause. He has three lifelines. One is a pause, and I'm gonna come with this as we go. We're just working out the kinks, okay? This is the final show of the trivia game show. You should be honored.
Let's not get confused. Andrew's my brother. Come on.
Oh, shit, I called you Andrew.
You called me Andrew.
You guys don't share a Skype, do you?
We do share a Skype.
Terrible.
You probably saw Andrew on the Skype, and I'm like, all right, I guess that's fair, but come on.
You're both drinking Christian Brothers, so what do you want me to do? All right, let's move on to topic number three.
Oh, we're going. All right. All right.
That should have been two. See? All right, bring it down. He knows. I'll give him 3 more points right now. Man, I still can't think of
I
number
believe
three.
That
Go ahead,
is,
what's number three?
Number three would be Gold Dust.
You don't have to you don't have to lick the computer. All right, song number three. Song number four. Man, I'm drinking too. Happy Corona days, folks. Song number four. We've talked about this person today already.
He did, so I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
All right. Bring it down.
That would be the new manager for AEW for Lance Archer, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Hey, all right. We're up to 8 points here with a suspended... Actually, what's happening right now, folks, is question number two is officially under protest for being too difficult.
Question number two is going to move to question number five,
it's
maybe?
Bad when 20 doesn't even know it.
So, yeah, okay, that works. Let's give us a question number two. Let's go backwards.
Let's go backwards. You want to know what's funny?
We'll replay that for number five.
All right. I'll come up with a different one because my number five was a lot harder than this, but I'll move. I'll pick a different one. But what was funny
that
is
can be
this,
a bonus round for the car.
Actually, here, I got one. I do have one, maybe. That'll be, number two, but we need a two. That one's probably too hard for two. I don't know. Originally, I was going to have this on the list, but we played it earlier. Oh, yeah! All right, let's try
So was
this
that
one.
The official number two, or?
I'll take a number two, but that's not it. All right, here we go. We'll try this one. try this one.
Everybody knows, DP, everybody knows this is Sabu.
Obviously. Come on, we all know it's an ECW original. Come on. Actually, I can't even say that. He was in WCW first. That would be the one Rob Van Dam.
All right, we're going to give AJ one perfect score of 10 moving into round number 5. DP, let's revisit it again.
All right.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
No, what?
What?
You got it?
We got on for number 5. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going back.
Yep. Play it again from the beginning. Start it over. I think I have it.
If you don't have it, I can give it away with it.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question.
This is not a theme music for a singular person, is it?
It is not.
Ah!
I think I got it. I think I'm wrong, but I think I got it.
This four, but I can't place my finger on it.
Does the group's name possibly could end in a Z?
Oh, I'm sorry. The terminology I'm thinking of is not the same that you're thinking of. It is not a group's theme song. But it is not for a singular persona.
What's that? I'm embarrassed not to know this.
You
personally
should know this,
AJ. Yes, I should know this.
Shall I give it away?
No. Ah, crikey! People are having a hard time continuing to listen to this show as I cannot figure this out.
I mean, I mean,
I'm gonna kick myself, but I got alcohol, so go ahead.
All right.
I'm kicking myself too.
Why don't you give a super hard clue first?
I can only. This is the hardest clue of the four. Or the three I can give.
Something's not firing. Go ahead.
Not firing. All right, I'm going to give it away. You ready?
Go for it. I mean,
that wasn't Cactus Jack's music, was it?
Bang, bang. Cactus Jack.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I couldn't remember that. Okay. And I couldn't remember Mankind's music.
Mankind's music. I knew Doug music. I forgot Cactus Jack specifically had one without WCW's Mr. Bang Bang.
Yeah.
AJ, don't feel bad. I lost a lot of credibility in the wrestling world today.
It's one of your favorite guys, too.
This is ridiculous. We're going to have to edit this episode. Oh, it didn't record over here. Did it record over there? That's too bad.
What was it with?
Man! Oh, wow. All right, I'm getting old. DP, it's time for last call.
Last call. Alcohol. What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I can't believe I fucking couldn't remember fucking Cactus Jack's theme song. That's what I fucking mean. All right, last call today on the DWI podcast. We've had the extreme pleasure of talking wrestling and getting this show out there so everybody can maybe, you know, have a little bit of break from everything that's going on, pass the time a little faster, you know, while you're vacuuming or if you got earbuds in or you're doing laundry or whatever you're doing inside the house, taking a walk around the block, et cetera, et cetera. So Hope everyone's out there staying safe. But last call today is our very special guest, and we're definitely going to have him back on, figure something out to get him on here on a regular basis. Brother. Maybe once a month or something like that. But AJ, thanks for coming on today. Let everybody know how you got into wrestling. When was the first kind of thoughts of wrestling? Everybody knows your older brother, Andrew, Pot is Poor, covers a lot of different things. You know, you guys are a great kind of wrestling brothers over there that are taking care of business. Fun to follow and fun to listen to, right? You know, I've been reading your stuff as you've been coming along now, and Andrew's been doing a great job. He's one of the best in the business. So I'm glad to have you on. But, you know, what's your first memories of wrestling and what really got you into it?
So some of the first memories that I have of wrestling, since my brother is 10 years older than me, he was very deep in the Monday Night Wars. And he decided to pick the losing side of things with WCW.
Everyone's already aware, sir, so.
I'm not rubbing it in. I enjoy... If DP actually played more WCW themes, I probably would have gotten perfect, in all honesty.
Oh, we can go back and do that. He's got all that stuff.
Turn the tape over. We can do it.
Yeah, then I won't miss. Oh, then I'd still miss Cactus Jack.
You would. Cactus Jack would be like the first one where it's hit. You called him Cactus Jack, or better known as Mr. Bang Bang. But some of the first memories I have is and even Andrew at some point can even tell you. When I was a kid, I used to come down all the time and just. I would pretend to be Goldberg. I would do like the punches and the head slaps and everything walking down as a kid. Or we were always Wolfpack for life, so we would always do the two sweet. We still do it to this day. So we watched a lot of WCW when I was little. Hell, we even have the forgotten PlayStation 1 game of WCW Thunder.
Nice.
And then we slowly got back into wrestling more with WWE and TNA more, though, with like with AJ Styles and Sting coming back since he was one of Andrew's favorites. And then since like 2007, 2008, we just kind of stuck with wrestling, and now here we are doing podcasts and articles for the website.
So article-wise, you focus on the NWA stuff, but, like, is there other... What's your other outlets that you have? I know it sounds like you're not necessarily a WWE guy fully, but what's... other than NWA, what else do you like the most so far that's going on?
So far, NWA, but, since NWA and Impact are actually on the same days, since Andrew actually covers Impact, TNA, whatever you want to still call it, we kind of do NWA and then Impact. We watch that. We do watch WWE from time to time since it's easier to watch, you know, since it's on the USA Network or Fox. And then New Japan. We kind of go all over the world. So, you know, we'll watch ROH. We'll watch Impact. We'll watch WWE. We'll watch NWA. MLW even since it's on YouTube on Saturdays.
All right, other than WCW Thunder for PlayStation, what's your favorite wrestling video game of all time?
So, favorite wrestling?
You might not be old enough to get that question, right? There's a right answer to this question. A lot of questions that are subjective have no answers. This is not one of them.
See, so I know the answer is No Mercy.
Yay! Next topic. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
but we didn't have Nintendo 64 for No Mercy, in all honesty.
They had they had two WCW games.
Neither did I, but I had a DP.
Yeah.
They did have Mayhem for the N64 as well. Yeah, but
Mayhem and then NWO World Tour was a really good one as well. That was the precursors to No Mercy, which were fantastic as well.
The latest one is pretty good. You have it. Did you play it?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you have my game. Did you play it?
No, I did.
No,
I
you did. Yeah. Oh yeah. How was it?
I played through the storyline. Yeah,
it was pretty good, right?
It's good. It was definitely. It was a fun story. It was cool. You know, it's very different than what they usually do and everything. So it was definitely entertaining.
Considering that this storyline was based on our good friend AJ Kirsch and that he was in there in the game.
Well,
friend of show.
Yeah.
Friend of show.
He is.
I'll just drop that name over here.
But,
shout out to MLW.
He is on MLW, as I mentioned before. I think so far with my favorite wrestling game that I've personally played is probably SmackDown versus Raw 2008.
Which is that the one where you could do
PlayStation or PlayStation 2? PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 3, actually.
PlayStation 3, okay, I'm old. I'm fucking 2008, feels like.
Yeah.
2000. Yeah, that's right. I was playing PlayStation 2 in 2001. Okay, sorry. My bad.
It's all good. But like I said before, Andrew and I, when WCW closed their doors, Andrew kind of shut off from wrestling a little bit. And then he came back to TNA, and then he found Sting, and then he kind of watched WWE more. So we watched both of them, and then we kind of, you know, we just found a copy of SVR08, and then we just played that, and we loved it. GM mode still in there, so that's something you need to bring back in the new games.
Oh, here. Mine was 2006. That would have been my second favorite. Was the SmackDown Raw 2006 for the PlayStation 2, and they had the GM mode where you could draft your team either Raw or SmackDown, and would go through like a whole. Yeah, the whole year, and you know, made set your matches and feuds and pay-per-views. God, that was so fun.
All right, gentlemen, I know this was last call, but I had one more thing. You know, this is what happens when you drink too much. You can't remember.
Here, well, while you're thinking of that, I'm going to play a soundbite for you. One of my favorites still.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dippin' Dots!
AJ, thoughts on the Dippin' Dots thing? Because DP and I think that's the best soundbite from AEW so far.
It is a good soundbite. A lot of what... If you're watching AEW, especially internationally on the Fight Network, JR forgets that there's breaks. So JR will randomly like talk to production in between where it's supposed to be commercials, and you're like, ah, shit, I forgot we're on the Fight Network. Fuck.
That's awesome.
Well, Wednesday night, they took a break before they were supposed to. They took the breaks at the wrong time.
They did.
They took the AEW break on the fight break and vice versa, and then mm-hmm. they were supposed to leave, and then they got cut out. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, this week on AEW was Cody mentioned the break during, I think it was Kip Sabian versus Darby, I believe. And then out of nowhere, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to be on break, but stay tuned for this. And then it was about like a minute or maybe even half a minute where it was just like, I don't know, we're just going to keep calling the match. And then out of nowhere, it was like cut to commercial.
I love those. I love when they do that.
All right, guys, much like one of my favorite, actually probably my favorite live stand-up comedic performance, Howie Mandel, I've had nothing for the last 15 minutes. So you got anything else before I wrap this show up? AJ, I got nothing else. You can go last before I wrap it up. DP, what do you got to close out the show here?
Stay tuned next week for our amazing WrestleMania preview. Despite the fact
100.
That all the WrestleMania matches have already taken place probably by that time. But it's still going to be awesome.
Wait,
and
wait. Sidebar. eBay sidebar. Listen, yeah. So AJ.
Okay.
Let's vote. Should we have him on the WrestleMania show?
I don't know. I wasn't really good enough to be on the WrestleMania show. Oh, God.
I'll say. I don't know. I kind of like him. He's got a nice mustache. I'll say yes.
Jersey. Is that the Cleveland Browns? What is that?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who that is. I think you can hear us. I think he can hear us, but do you want to break the news? I'll
tell Grendel. Yeah, you break the news. You tell him.
Okay. And joining us next week for our WrestleMania pre-show will be none other than the phenomenally funky fresh AJ Moyes.
Yay!
AJ, last thoughts this week on episode 217 of the podcast known as DWI.
It's fun to actually make my podcast debut and not just like a side character on Pod is War.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club.
Welcome to the limelight.
Finally did it. No, I'm saying being a side character on Pod is War. No, so I love working with those guys.
That's why I stopped being on the show.
I get it. No, we're glad. Yeah, exactly, right? Bandwagon Nerds is where it's at. Anyway, before we get into all the plugging and everything, it's been a pleasure to have you on, AJ. DP, we got to get more regular. I think we can in these times, right?
Well, I've been eating a lot more fiber, so yeah, definitely.
There we go. And I'll make a better effort at that as well. Folks, this is it right here. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're going to let you know where you can find us everywhere all the time. AJ, let everybody know where they can find you on social media and what kind of content you're putting out for them weekly.
All right. I'm going to steal something from my brother from Pod is War. You can find me on the Twitter machine at PhenomenalAJB. I do podcasts on The Chair Shot and our other website that we are on, eWrestling News.
There we go.
For NWA Power, I put up an opinion article with the current NWA World Champion Nick Aldis. So if you want to watch or you want to read that, it's up there. And yeah, that's about it.
And possibly a regular character right here on the DWI podcast. DP, I heard that you have multiple social media places that span multiple things.
Well, luckily I was able to get the same name for all of them. So look all over the worldwide interwebs for at it's me DPP. It's easy. It works out very well.
Well, my name is PC Tunney. You can find me at PC Tunney. You can find this show at Podcast DWI. You can also find me on pod_is_war. In addition, at Bandwagon Nerds, make sure you go over to thechairshot.com. Check out the Chairshot Media Group, Chairshot Radio Network. We got Badlands Podcast. We got The Reaction. We got Greg DeMarco's Chairshot Radio, Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda, who has her own The Hashtag Miranda Show, which is phenomenal. In addition to that, why don't you go over and check out Attitude of Aggression Podcast since you got the time, right? Dave Unger's doing great things. Also a character over there on Bandwagon Nerds. We got The Outsider's Edge. What else am I missing here? Big Rick, check him out. He's been on assignment for a little while, but he'll be back soon, hopefully with some more of them sports podcasting things. And while you're at it and you're on the computador there, you know, they got the internet on computers now. That's Spanish for computer door, EP, so don't look so perplexed. But why don't you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Make yourself look more aesthetically pleasing when you head out to those wrestling events that are coming up when we can all get out and about like normal people, right? So until then, my name is PC Tunney. Head to thechairshot.com. Head on over to eWrestlingNews.com, all right? Do me that flavor, Flav, eWrestlingNews.com. A lot of news over there. Chairshot.com, Chairshot Media Group, and results over there. A little bit of opinion. Gentlemen, I've had a great time. I think we did it. It's been episode 217. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. You're going to have to edit. My sound's out of commission.
Oh, well, here we go.
The bad boys are wrestling, testing competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. It'll prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to test it.
After I'm coming to ring with them, you're never walking out again. So you're back on the wolf pack.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you were smart enough to continue listening, that's right. You heard the pilot. Now it's episode number one of Wrestling Theme Music Trivia. This week's contestant, AJ Belaz. Topic, WCW themes. DP, hit the theme music. I love AJ because he dances with the music.
Oh yeah,
that's like one of my favorite things. I miss is the dance breaks. The dance breaks are great.
Dance break.
Like you don't even. I don't have any audio right now.
Oh, no.
I mean, we used to have the dance breaks, and if you came on the show and you saw us, we literally would dance during the dance break. So appreciate the dance in there, folks. I hope you dance to that theme as well. DP, same rules apply. As the pilot, you heard that pilot previously on episode 217 of DWI Podcast. This is technically going to be DWI Podcast After Dark, I believe. Maybe, it can be one show, but, you can add it in there as a subtitle. Welcome to DWI Podcast After Dark, the actual first episode right here of Wrestling Theme Trivia. Contestant AJ Belaz, this week's theme, WCW. 1 point for the first one, 2 points for the second one, et cetera, et cetera. You have three lifelines. One's a skip, and that means you can come back to it at the end for the same point value. Second one is you can ask the commissioner, PC Tunney, what he thinks it is. Or three, the most viable option is you can just go ahead and ask DPP what the fucking... thing is.
Just straight up fuck it, I don't care.
Just tell me I'll take the points, but that's only good for the first two. So DP, here we go. It's wrestling theme trivia. Song number one. I'd have to do a little math here.
Holler if you hear me. That would be Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, or White Thunder.
There we go.
Look at that.
If my math is right, we're gonna give a 1 point. Move on to question song number two.
It was like an 8 1/3 chance of actually winning that, or a 141 2/3%.
Definitely better than Cactus Jack.
Oh, my door, man.
I buff on the stump and the dirt just can't get enough.
Difficult when they actually says his name almost in the song.
Not at all.
AJ, we're gonna need his first name though.
So that would be Marcus Buff Bagwell.
Nicely done. What's he doing nowadays?
I think he's a male gigolo, isn't he? There we go.
Bonus point.
Wow.
It's true.
Oh, man.
He's really giving the stuff.
Before I get any more excited, let's go to song number three.
It's outstanding.
It's me. It's D.
Nope, we're not doing that one. That wasn't him anyway.
That was obvious. You know, smells like teen spirit. Yeah.
Was that Canyon?
Ooh, better than Canyon.
Better than Canyon.
That would have been a tough one. You should have put Canyon 5. Who better than Kane? I couldn't figure that one out.
Who better than Canyon?
There you go.
Is that Canyon? That was Canyon. Give me 4 points.
Should I get Scott Snyder again? Guesses yet there on that one? Should that be number five?
I got nothing on that one, actually.
I'm not as good with the WCW themes. I don't know what's easier or harder with these ones.
That's what she said.
Yeah, well.
All right, for everybody who's yelling at their listening device right now, why don't you ease their worries and tell us so they can stop yelling at us what it was.
I'll answer that with one word. Moppy!
Perry Saturn. There we go. Rings of Saturn. All right, let's get to song number 4.
Oop, what's happening here?
She said.
Oh, that's the end of that song. That was only 30 seconds.
Boy, I haven't a clue. Can you give us a clue?
I'll give you a clue with Cactus Jack. That's your clue.
A horrible clue. Van Vader?
No.
That was horrible.
Scratch that one from the record.
What is that? What was that?
It was Terry Funk.
Ah, oh, jeez.
I don't know.
That was tough.
That was a tough one.
All right. We didn't get it. Let's go to song number 5.
Just saying Cactus Jack wasn't a good response to that, though. Because I'm like, okay, that makes sense, but what?
I don't know. I know he teamed with Cactus Jack, and they had some...
In WWE!
Yeah, he was Chainsaw Charlie, but...
Yeah, they feuded for a while.
That would have been a good clue.
Well, if I said Chainsaw Charlie, that would have given it away. That's why I didn't say Chainsaw Charlie.
I mean, you could have said.
I don't know. I've been drinking.
Jack.
I don't know. WCW.
It's not supposed to be easy. Yeah, it's not supposed to be easy.
It's not supposed to be easy. This is the fourth.
All right.
Song number 5. Sorry.
Where are you going?
Man, this is hard. Well, Scott Steiner was involved, so here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, we're at 79,000,000% through the show. Is that a Westworld commercial? What the fuck is this? What is this, Vinny Vegas?
That's not Vinny.
I don't fucking know.
I got a secondary theme. Alright, here we go. Secondary theme. See if you can get it. They just laugh.
Kevin Sullivan?
Oh!
Yeah! Baby! Is that the Dungeon of Doom?
That was the second one was Dungeon of Doom.
Yes! And who would have thought, with AJ Velasquez being the contestant on WCW Theme Trivia, that PC Tunney would be the winner!